Thursday morning. Welcome to it. 8:47. Mike and Casey with a special guest.
Well, he always seems to be on tour. Colin Hay from Men at Work. He's on tour with Men at Work right now. They're in Ohio tonight. And then he hooks up with Ringo Starr and the All-Star Band. He's done this quite a bit, but he's coming back to Bridgeport September 23rd. Hey there, Colin.
Hello there.
Hey, Colin. Good to talk to you again. Say hi to my partner, Casey.
Hello, Casey.
Hello. It's good to hear your voice again. You know, you play this area a lot. People are crazy about you.
Well, that's nice. I like that area. Where are you? Westchester? Is that where you are?
Yes, and the Hudson Valley.
There it is.
Yeah.
The Hudson Valley. How can you not play there a lot? That is probably one of the most beautiful parts of the world, isn't it, the Hudson Valley?
It's funny. When you speak, it sounds almost like a ticking clock going off behind you. I don't know what that is, but
it's his directional. He's making.
I'm sorry about that, but I'm in a tour bus. I think it has its hazard lights on. Let me see if I can walk outside here and see if it'll get better. Hold on, if you wouldn't mind. It'll probably get worse before it gets better. Oh, see, that might be worse. No, the sound of the bus.
You sound like you're in the wilderness somewhere.
How's this better?
The clicking of the hazard lights, that's for sure. I'm sorry to make you do all this. So you're literally on the side of a road outside your tour bus, destination unknown, because you're always going somewhere, right?
Well, we just pulled into our destination, so it's not as bleak as you're making out. I'm not actually on the side of the road. And now I'm on a nice sofa, so you can't feel too sorry for me.
But are you putting together new stuff with the band?
Well, I have a new album out. It's called Now and the Evermore, which has been out since March. So I have about, 15 or so solo albums that I've put out over the years. And so, yeah, I'm always working on new material and writing new songs and putting them out there, because that's really what I found that most of my fans demand of me is new material. They like the old material well enough, and I'm happy to play that. It's been very good to me, but I'm very lucky and fortunate that most of my audiences who come and see me have traveled with me all these years and are always interested in not only the old songs, what I'm doing today,
Yeah, that's right. I know your fans absolutely adore you, and you've got plenty of them around here for sure.
Yeah, it's a great part of the world for me. I just started touring in all over the states, in particular the Northeast, some 30 years ago, and I always found that I had a really strong following there. It's continued to this day. You can't predict it. It either exists or it doesn't. So I'm lucky.